What's up, Redskins Nation? Rob Woodfork here with you alongside George Wallace to once again sort through the smoldering ash that was another Redskins game.
It's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, I was trying to tone it down, actually. We went over the keys to victory. If you were tuning into us leading up to this game, we went over the keys to victory, and none of them happened.
They didn't do anything we said, Rob.
None of them.
That's just very disappointing.
You have to listen to us.
Yeah, that's just it's going to be an issue moving forward.
That's right. On defense, they needed to stop the run and contain Rodgers. In fact, they gave up an historical day to the Packers. They had a 400-yard passer, a 100-yard rusher in the same game. That's something that's never happened in Packers history, and that's something that's kind of alarming given their long, illustrious history.
I was going to say, this team in Green Bay has been around a while, right? All right.
This is not Houston we're talking about. This is Green Bay, and they had a 44-game streak of not having a 100-yard rusher, and there's James Starks.
But you know who had the last time they rushed for 100 yards, who it was against?
Who was it against? Was it against us?
It was.
And what? That makes sense.
Us?
That makes sense. Huh?
Us?
Yeah, I was playing. I don't know if you saw that. But on defense, they just couldn't get it done. And they dug a hole that they just couldn't get out of for the second straight week. And it led to a lot of questions surrounding RG3 yet again. And there has been a groundswell. Is it safe to say it's a groundswell?
Yeah, it's very annoying, but go ahead.
There's a groundswell for the team to bench RG3 and go to Kirk Cousins. Obviously, we need to talk about that because RG3 has started out slow. The team has been outscored 50-7 in the first half of games. And
the 7 wasn't even an offensive touchdown.
Exactly. The 7 came on defense.
Right.
So for all intents and purposes, they've been shut out in the first half of games while giving up in upwards of 50 points. Now, Morris looked better in this game, but RG3, again, just slow out of the gates. Didn't get going until the game was pretty much decided. Where do we go from here?
Well, you're not going to bench Griffin. Here's the deal. They made the decision when he was coming off the surgery that if he was cleared to practice and then if there were no setbacks, he was going to play. That's when you made your decision that you knew there were going to be bumps and bruises. You knew he was going to be rusty. This is his preseason.
Yep.
So that was your decision, and you're sticking with it. That's why I don't think you can bench him now. I think that if you do that, you're going to lose him. You're going to lose everybody involved.
Right.
I mean, it's a situation where if you had come out of the surgery and said, all right, well, we'll start him after week five, let him get after the bye in week four, let him get up to speed, different story. But now that you've made the decision to go with him, you have to live with this, and you're seeing what the effect is. And, and you're just going to have to take it game by game. I know that's cliche, and they talk about it all the time, but that's what you're seeing here. You're seeing a rusty quarterback, and let's face it, they're not even opening up all the playbook yet.
Right.
So let's hope that comes along very soon because this offense cannot work, cannot run if he's not a run threat and if they're not running the read option. At bottom line.
And that's part of the problem is they haven't really run the read option. And when they have, it's all been going to Morris.
Right.
They haven't been putting number 10 out there.
Right.
So, and I said this in the recap for this week, they went all in for week one.
Yes.
So now you push all your chips in the middle of the table. You can't pull them back.
Nope.
I mean, they have made this decision. They've gone all in on that. You can't then say, well, let's sit him for a while because clearly this isn't working. Well, you have to give it a chance to work because he's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And another point that I think needs to be put out there, we keep comparing him to Adrian Peterson in terms of his recovery. I went back and looked at Adrian Peterson's numbers from last year.
Yes.
He didn't start off so hot. Like, he played a pretty, I think they played Jacksonville in week one that year, and I'm pretty sure you and I could get 100 yards in tandem against Jacksonville.
Well, considering
defense.
I run a 4-3-1. Yeah, absolutely. Kidding, folks, kidding.
He means 4-3-1, like hours.
Right.
Yeah. But
43.
Yeah. But yeah,
he didn't have a 100 yard game to what?
He didn't.
Five?
It was about the fourth game, if I'm not mistaken. But he had one 100 yard game in the first 6 weeks of the season.
Yeah, and then 8 weeks.
Then he went on a ridiculous tear that we will never forget. So RG3, if he starts out slow, which he has, if he starts out slow, first 4 or 5 weeks he looks bad. I'm going to go out on a limb right here, right now. I think he continues to look like this, probably against Detroit. I think that he starts to look a little bit better against the Raiders because, again, it's the Raiders. They go into the bye week. They come out of the bye. Who do they have out of the bye?
At Dallas. Sunday night football.
That's your breakout game? That's your breakout game right there.
All
RG3
right.
In Dallas, just like Thanksgiving last year, I think he breaks out, and I think he announces to the world, I'm back. love me again.
Right, and I don't think I don't have any doubt either that he's going to get back to that level. I really don't. The other thing that, you know, if you're not seeing, here's what I have a question with, and I would like to know what goes on inside the offices at Redskins Park. If they're not running the read option now because they don't think he's healthy enough and they're trying to ease him in, then my question is, if there's any concern about his health at all, then he shouldn't be out there.
Exactly.
To me, seeing that he is out there tells me that he's 100% and that anything you have in that playbook, he should be able to run.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So if they're not running the read option for that reason and they're trying to ease him back into, he's not a 40 attempt game guy, and he's thrown right. 45 and 49. Yeah. That's not him.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not who you drafted.
And that's not Shanahan's offense.
No.
I mean, they're out there, they want to run the ball. They want RG3 to pass what, 20 times a game, 25.
That's it.
So, yeah, they need to get the ground game going, but I think as Shanahan said today, they haven't been able to do that because
right.
they have been so
and I get that.
Out of games
yeah.
early that they've had to do a lot more passing than they want to. So,
but tell me this. You watched the game last night, I assume,
I
on Sunday night, Seattle
right.
and San Francisco.
Yep.
And you saw Russell Wilson run it.
Yep.
That's what you saw last year. Colin Kaepernick, even the same thing.
Yep.
That's what you saw from this team last year.
Right.
And you can tell that the huge difference that it not being there, and you see Griffin try to throw the ball 40 sometimes a game.
Right.
So my big question is going to be, when are you going to put that in the game plan?
Right, because this offense, as good as they were, I wish I did know. I'd be making a lot more money right now if I did. That's the difference between last year and this year. And I think that's something that made them look better than they were last year. Because
yes.
that offensive line, the individual pieces do not impress anyone. I don't think there are any perennial Pro Bowlers on that offensive line. But the fact of the matter is they didn't drop back and have to pass 49 times in a game.
Exactly right.
So that's why you can sort of camouflage some of the deficiencies mm-hmm. that they have along the offensive line. Now that they're being forced to do that, oh, look, there's Tyler Palumbis at right tackle. You
exactly
know,
right.
Maybe Chris Chester isn't so adept at pass blocking.
Right.
So they're getting a little bit exposed because they're getting out of their element. And so they need to be able to run the ball. They need to be able to get back to just getting the ball at number 46, letting him go 25 times, maybe not 40 times because he might not survive that.
Yeah, but, you don't want that.
But certainly you want him to go 25 times. You don't want all of this pressure on RG3. And regardless of whether or not you put 12 back there or whether it's 10 under center, they need to be able to run the ball, and they need the defense to hold up their end of the bargain. I mean,
right.
they looked okay early on where they were getting all the sacks and all that other stuff, but then once Green Bay made the adjustment, then there was no counter.
Yeah, that backside of the defense was not. And, you know, the other thing you can do on offense, too, is that if, because this offensive line is not built to protect him like 7-8 seconds, do it, have him little three-step drops.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even if you're not going to run the read option, have him run some bootlegs just to
right.
kind of get him on the – get him on the move.
Right.
And again, I think that's going to come. I just don't
right.
I just don't understand why we haven't seen it yet. Because if their thought is that he's not healthy, then he shouldn't be out there.
Right.
The fact that he's there, and I just said it, I know, but the fact that he's there, meaning that you should be able to run anything you want.
Exactly. Exactly. Well,
I mean, and on defense, you know, Detroit comes in, and we'll get into this on Friday.
Yeah.
A guy named Reggie Bush, pretty good.
Yeah.
Megatron, can he may go
he
for 300 yards against this defense.
He may set records. Flipper Anderson's record is not safe.
So they're going to have to come up with something nice to game plan on Sunday. And I tell you what, it's going to be very interesting to hear what Jim Haslett has to say on Thursday. So everybody's going to have to come back in on Friday and hear what we talk about.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call in the business a tease.
Yes. Well, they should listen to it anyway. But.
Yeah, you should be listening anyway, but therein lies your incentive. So we will break down the Redskins and Lions. There's a very interesting statistic with this matchup being played in Washington
right.
that I will be very happy
That's
to throw
tease.
Out there.
I'll tease something else, too.
What?
They're going to win Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah, the Redskins will win. But we'll get into that on Friday.
All right. We'll get into that on Friday. George Wallace, a Redskins beat reporter. I'm Rob Woodfork. Be sure to watch out for the NFL recap every Tuesday. We'll see you Friday.